Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
How do you know the person you're speaking to online is really them? Well, a US cybersecurity specialist is recommending that you agree on secret passwords. Now, this is with your family and your friends to confirm that it's really them in any suspicious calls or texts or emails. Cody Barrow, who's also a former advisor to the American government, says artificial intelligence has made impersonation scams easier to create, and scammers are even using this technology to impersonate an individual's voice or appearance in phone and video calls to gain sensitive information or to get money. Well, with more on this, I'm joined by Elaine Burke, journalist and host for Tech's Sake podcast. Elaine, you're very welcome to the programme. So are we saying now if you're speaking to your mother, you'll need her to have a password to verify that it's really her?
Yeah, I mean, it does sound like we're living in an age of paranoia, but because these scams are easy to launch and becoming more prevalent, it's not a bad idea. And even it doesn't have to be necessarily that you establish a password, but it could be that if you're in a conversation and you are a little bit suspicious about it, there's a sense of urgency and an ask of money being created. That's always a time to be suspicious in these scenarios. And to ask things that only the person that you're meant to be speaking to would know as well.
So, Elaine, I know you said, you know, this sounds as though we're all being very paranoid, but this whole area of how to deal with image and voice impersonation, it is a big topic in cybersecurity, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's not coming from a sense of unreality, because not only is this, it's possible to recreate someone's voice or recreate even their image and make it look like they're in a live video call with some of the most advanced tools out there. It's the fact that this has already been known to happen and to have duped people. I think it was 2 years ago, the National Cybersecurity Agency out of the US had issued in one of their threat reports that there was a case where a CEO of a company had been imitated being on a Zoom call with an employee and requesting a money transfer. And this wasn't even a very sophisticated deep fake, like using the technology to fake a person's image and voice. But they kind of alluded that by saying that, oh, it's a bad connection. So the fact that the video was maybe jumpy and a bit low quality and the audio wasn't in sync was explained away by saying it was a bad connection as well.
So at the moment, the examples that we're seeing, most of them anyway, of this right now, there would be texts where the scammers have managed to get information and they can have a conversation with you on text that makes it seem as though you're talking to your child or your friend or your sibling. But things are moving on quickly, aren't they, into voice impersonations and into video as well, and that's using captured information.
Sometimes, yeah. Now, sometimes it is like scammers are always looking for low-hanging fruit and the path of least resistance to get to what they want. So it can be a case that they have just blanket texted a bunch of numbers that they got from a data set that was retrieved from a breach, and hoping that someone in that subset of numbers has a child of a certain age who lives abroad, because that is a very common thing that happens. And then they, you know, send a text from an unknown number saying, oh, I was out last night, I lost my phone, I need you to wire money to me. Sometimes it is just kind of a blanket approach like that, but we are seeing these instances of more targeted, what are called social engineering attacks, essentially. And even some of the most high profile breaches that you would have become aware of in recent times, a lot of them stem back to some form of social engineering. And what that means is that not just kind of sending these blanket messages out there, but more specific targeted scams to capture people. And that might be, you know, using a synthetic voice, using synthetic media that they may be familiar with. So replicating an Instagram login or replicating a platform that they know that you are a user of, and creating a login page for that. So it's just being more specific and targeted with these scams.
Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to using your voice, how are they managing to get hold of your voice that they can then use?
In some cases, it could just be that, like, they do just try to fake a voice and hope for the best, like the voice of a young woman with a specific accent, and just target a bunch of numbers in that and hope to hit upon someone that this resonates with. But if they wanted to replicate a specific voice, it's gotten to the point where with good enough technology, you would only need a few seconds of audio of someone to replicate their voice and get it to say things that they never said before and make it sound pretty high fidelity. And there are cases of people using that, you know, for one CEO used it to announce his earnings results. He faked his own image and his own voice. So people are using it for nearly stunts and PR campaigns, essentially. But obviously these tools can be used nefariously as well.
So it's probably not a bad idea to set up a password with your family and friends.
It's interesting. I mean, I was literally speaking to a man who was like a leader in cybersecurity in the States last week, and he said the very same thing that this other executive had said, that he has this code word that he has with his family members specifically. He is a high ranking member of a organization, and he works in cybersecurity, so you kind of expect him to have the highest level of this kind of awareness. But he said it's about trying to actually instill cybersecurity practices like this amongst his kids as well, who are quite young, but they're very online. Mm-hmm. And he wants them to be aware of things like scams and being careful about data that you share online, and being aware that what you see and what you hear may not always be what you think it is, and you do have to often take precautions around that.
Yep, good advice for us all, Elaine. Thanks so much, Elaine Burke, there, journalist and host of the For Tech's Sake podcast. Now, it's a really busy time for farmers, but as they're rushing to get their early summer jobs done, the question we're asking this morning is, should tractors and farm machinery be allowed on our motorways?
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.